track 13, and now we come to sport. We're in the changeover period, with football winding down and cricket starting. So we'll start with cricket. Opening batsman Jake Pascoe was Bobby Tracy's unlikely hero, with the ball in an 84-run win over Bridgestone and Bellstone. Bridgestone and Bellstone were pottering along in reply at 101 for 4, three wickets having fallen to Ben Kay, when the game swung dramatically in Bovey's favour. Pascoe, rarely deployed as a bowler, took three wickets in five balls as Bridgestone and Bellstone subsided to 101 for 7. Pascoe went on to claim career best figures of 5 for 31 as Bellstone and Bridgestone were dismissed for 126, chasing 211 to win. Elsewhere, Bovey's second 11, skippered by Dan Green, had no difficulty pinpointing where it all went wrong in the 6-run defeat at Braunton. When Bovey were 162 for 4, chasing 195 to win, it looked like job done. It wasn't. Losing the next three wickets for just 7 runs scored altered the complexion of the game, and Bovey folded on 188. Dan Green said, "Ultimately, we only have ourselves to blame due to our extras column," in reference to the 51 wides Bovey gave away. Ipplepen Cricket Club fell to a 4-wicket defeat at the hands of Stoke Gabriel in their clash at Moor Lane. Ipplepen's total of 198 for 9 was centred around a stoic knock of 49 from 80 balls posted by Reuben Stanley. Stoke raced to victory with almost 10 overs to spare. The final score? Ipplepen 198 for 9, Stoke Gabriel 202 for 6. Also in B Division, Abbots Kurzweil were on the blunt end of 176-run clubbing at the hands of Biddeford. Final score, Biddeford 300 for 8, Abbots Kurzweil 124 all out. In C Division West, South Devon Cricket Club moved on from their first day defeat at Ashburton with a 78-run win over Paignton. Final score in that match was South Devon 150, Paignton 72. And now we come on to football in the South Devon Football League. In the Premier Division midweek games, Newton Abbott Spurs once again called on their resources, as did their opponents, Walden Athletic, but the Torquay side were off the pace and still suffering a Herald Cup hangover as Spurs took another step towards being crowned champions. Toby Pullman scored 4 of the 9 goals that put Spurs 5 points behind Ilsington Villa with 2 games in hand. Moving on to Friday the 9th, and Spurs were back in action, meeting relegation-threatened Chudleigh Athletic. Pullman was joined on the score sheet by Callum Noyce and Jack Upshire as Spurs won 5-1 to move them even closer to Ilsington. Meanwhile, Chudleigh only have 1 game to play, also against Walden, where they need to win to give themselves a chance of retaining Premier Division status. Ilsington Villa remain at the summit after their final game of the season, but Besan's Rovers will be mightily proud of holding the Moorlanders to a 2-2 draw at Lottiswell in the sunshine. In Division 1, the games are coming thick and fast for Phoenix, who made the long trek to Brixham Town on Tuesday and came away with a 7-1 win, thanks to 4 more goals for David Moore, whose season tally now reaches 36 and counting. Brixham Town then closed out their season with a trip to face Bovey Tracy, and it ended with a disappointing 4-1 defeat for the Fishermen. And finally, we come on to running. Haldon Trail Runners has announced that all profits from this year's Forest Flyer Race will be donated to Exeter-based cancer charity Force. It comes after 15 members of the club took part in the Jurassic Coast 10K at Budley Salterton in support of the charity. The club has rallied around as one member, Mimi Daniels, is going through treatment for cancer. In the Jurassic Coast race, Matt Richards led the club home as he finished 19th overall and second male over 50 in 47 minutes 31 seconds, with Matt Havard 24th overall and third male over 50 in 49 minutes and 14 seconds. On the same day, Matt Genders took on a bigger challenge not too far away. He competed in the East Devon Round 67 miles with a 10,000 foot of climb based at Offwell near Honiton. He finished 8th in a time of 14 hours, 54 minutes and 33 seconds. On Sunday, May the 11th, Alice Stuckey and Val Blacklock did the Plymouth Half Marathon. Alice clocked a course best of 1 hour, 44 minutes, 55 seconds, and Val crossed the line in 1 hour, 57 minutes, and 49 seconds. And that concludes the sport for this week. Yes.